I'm Nerina Klutter. I'm winemaker at Blauwe Klippan Winery. Previous experience, I was 6 years at Quinrock, winemaker there. And then I did a stint with Ardie Barnhorst and at Stellenzich before joining Blauwe Klippan. I've judged niche white varieties, white blends, border white blends, and then niche red varieties, as well as Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Sauvignon Blancs. In general, really impressed with the Chardonnay. So it's a really strong class. Really good surprises also on the Pinot Noirs. The Sauvignon Blanc, under circumstances with vintage 2016, there was a couple of gems that we found there. And the wooded Sauvignon Blancs, well done. I think that's something we need to look at for future. Wooding Sauvignon Blancs is really, it's doing the wine and the cultivar good. And on the niche varieties, the whites, some interesting winemaking going on there, people trying some new stuff as well as with the white blends. I think we are in the right direction with that as an industry. Well, Chardonnay was really pretty in a sense that there was really wines where you can see that winemakers start to think from a winemaking point of view how to integrate the fruit with the wood. And then we're really looking at balance and texture. So people starting to think in a sense. I think it just adds another layer of complexity and interest, and you've got that fruit purity that will carry the wood. Almost the same as Chardonnay, then it just adds another dimension of complexity to the wine. It's another dimension you can add to the Sauvignon profile. I think in general, the unusual red varieties, there was, a bit more disappointed. It's not your usual drinks. I was expecting a bit more interesting examples there. So I think it's good to experiment there, but the people still need to look at that a bit more.